Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings and welcome to the Change Your Minds Online show. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Akina. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm excited about our topic today. This is the part two of our planning show we did in December where we made our plan. So now it's time for us to take a time for action. So it's time for us to figure out how we're going to work these plans that we made in December. And I know that these plans are wonderful, whether we decide to do yearly plans or 90-day plans. It's time to put them in action to get that life that we deserve. Don't you agree, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, now that we're kind of a little bit into the new year, I really have heard and seen a lot of people who made some really big declarations, some really big commitments this year, and already people are starting to kind of fizzle out. And, you know, this is the thing, right? We talked, you know, earlier in the year, this was actually last year, December, you know, about making yourself a game plan and setting yourself up for success, making sure that all areas of your life are really kind of planned out, that you know exactly what you want to do in this new year. But now it's time to really just, like, take it into action. You know, Akina and I truly believe that you can create your life by design, but it really does require living in committed action.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why we made the Create Your Life Planner for you, because it really helps you break it down and it puts your professional and your personal goals together. And that's when you have that balance between your personal and professional. You don't want your professional to be blowing up and your personal not be on point. And you don't want your personal to be on point and your professional to be all off. We want a balance. We want to be able to have equality in our success. So we need to go ahead. That's why we did a show about planning, because we believe that when you have a plan, you have the purpose, you have the drive, and you have the blueprint to getting it done. And that's when a lot of people say, you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Well, a lot of people are fizzling out right now in January. So did they make their plan? Did they make a plan that they could stick to? Or did they just say what they wanted and didn't have the commitment behind it? Those are different questions we all have to ask when we're making our plan. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Like, Jessica, when you made your plan last year to run and become a runner, you did everything you need to do. You had the commitment, you had the drive, you had the plan. And what did you become? You became a runner in 2014. Same thing here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know what I'd really like to talk about is, you know, not necessarily specifically like my running, but really what it means to really be in integrity with your word. So, you know, when we write our plans down, what we're doing is we're making a commitment, a declaration that something is going to happen. You know, and when you write something down into your planner or you write an intention list or to-do list, whatever you want to call it, you know, what you're really saying to the world, to God, to the universe, to yourself is, I am going to do this. Now, the problem is a lot of times people do not set themselves up for success. And we talked about this when we talked about planning, is you'll say you're going to do all these things, which realistically you just physically cannot do. And that's not good. But the other thing that people tend to do is they tend to make declarations. They tend to say, okay, I'm going to do this. And they really don't necessarily have the intention behind it, or they don't have the commitment behind it. So here's what I want to talk about today. You know, a lot of times people feel like they're in integrity if they keep their words and promises to other people. And now that's true. That's part of being, you know, in integrity, what that actually means. So if I tell Akina, Akina, I'm going to be on the call at 9 o'clock so we can do our podcast, she knows I'm going to be there, right? Everyone knows I'm going to be there because, you know, we're not late for that. So, you know, my word is valid. So if I tell a friend of mine, hey, I'm going to meet you to go running at the gym at like 5 in the morning before work, my friend, you know, I'm going to keep my commitment to my friend. I'll be in integrity. I'm not going to show up late or sleep in and just decide, you know what, I don't really want to do it. But there's another way of being integrity, and that's being integrity with your word and with yourself. So a lot of times people will, you know, if you, you'll borrow more money from someone and then you'll pay them back. But then you'll say, okay, you know what, I'm going to put something in my credit card and then I'll just pay, you know, it off later that day or later that week. And then you don't do it. Well, why? Because there's really no accountability. So, or if you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to exercise for 30 minutes today and I'm going to get up, you know, 30 minutes early and I'm going to go to the gym. And a lot of times people don't do it. Well, why? Because there's really no accountability. But here's the problem with that, is that you're not being integrity with yourself. And what you begin to teach yourself is that your word doesn't mean anything. And that when you say that something's going to happen, that the truth is it doesn't actually happen. And you start to learn that. And whether you realize it or not, subconsciously, you start to doubt yourself. You don't believe in yourself and you don't believe your word. And the truth is the reason is because you're not in integrity with it. You know, when... The world is a very responsive, and in the universe is a very responsive place. You know, we know that obviously research is indicating that we live in a world where thought patterns are vibrational, that energy, you know, look around you, everything is made up of energy. And the world is very expansive, which is wonderful because it allows us this absolutely phenomenal power to be so creative in what it is we want. But the problem is, if you say that something's going to happen and then it doesn't happen, and that happens over and over again, what you're really teaching the world is that, you know, when you make something, a declaration, that there's no response needed, that it's not actually valid. It's not going to happen. Now, when you actually make even their small declarations, you know, I declared I'm going to get out of debt. Well, I have small declarations along the way where, you know, I'll declare I'm going to pay $1 to my credit card today. And so I pay $1, and I'll do that every day. And at the end of the year, it's an extra couple thousand dollars when I'm paying it to multiple credit cards. Right? So I'm taking these little steps. When you do these little declarations and you actually start to honor them, what you start to teach yourself, you teach people around you, but also you teach the world, which does respond, like physically the world responds to what you say, that what you say matters. And that's why it's so important, you know, now that you have your plan, and we know we all have plans, we all have resolutions, we all have declarations for 2015, and we're beginning to live into them, that you actually honor your word. Because you don't want to wind up in a position where, you know, you say something and nothing happens. You know, for me, when it's very important to me that when I make a commitment to do something, that no matter what happens, I get it done. Like if I have to light the room on fire, I will light the room on fire to make sure that my word is an integrity, that I, whatever I said is going to happen, happens. And the thing is that when you have that sort of relationship with your word and with the universe, people show up, things show up. Because, you know, it's like, well, Jess made a declaration. The pieces start coming. Like, you don't even know how it's going to happen, but it just starts falling into place because you teach the world that when I say something, it goes. And that's the relationship we want to have, really, with our word.
Wow, that was powerful, Jess. That was powerful.
Thank you.
How did you, like you were saying, how do you get to that point? You know, how do you get to that point where you make yourself important as a commitment to your friend? How do you make that connection when you are a commitment to yourself as important to a commitment to a friend?
Well, it's really a lot more simple. Excuse me, guys, tonight. I just want to, you know, I am losing my voice a little bit tonight. I was actually out in the cold all day doing a service project I'm going to talk about, but I do want to apologize for that. But it's actually much more simple than people think. The truth is that the only thing it requires is to set reasonable, manageable goals, realistic goals, right? Set yourself up for success. And then go and do them. It's like, that's it. It's very simple. Now, I am, like, I don't ever play a small game. I just am not wired to play a small game. I don't get small. I don't even know what small looks like. I always have played a very, very big game. And to be in integrity, right, there are times when I set some really, really phenomenally, like, big, big goals. And there's times where I don't necessarily accomplish everything I would have liked to. And that's okay because, you know, we all have breakdowns at some point in what we're trying to do. But, the you know, truth is that if you're setting goals every day, small goals, like write a list out. You know, before you go to bed every night, before I go to bed every night, I actually write a list out of what it is that I want to accomplish for the next day, and then I do it. You know, writing a list is one thing, but don't write a list if you're not intending to get it done, and don't write something down that you're going to do if you know you can't get it done. So, for example, you know, I typically will on a Saturday I'll have a to-do list, and on Friday night I actually didn't write one because I knew that on Saturday I was not going to be able to do it. And so for tomorrow I know that I have several phone calls to make, that I'll be making phone calls on my lunch break, or so I may not include some as many, you know, action items. You know, if I need to go to the post office or to the, you know, to the gym, I might make smaller goals. I won't say I'm going to run 20 miles tomorrow if I know I only have 45 minutes to work out, because I won't set myself up for success. But it's really about just being in really that committed action where you say you're going to do something and you go out and do it. So I'd love to share like a little story about myself and how I did that today. So one of the things that I've really just recently has really become very committed to is making sure that in my watch, in my community, that no one just goes cold and hungry. And, you know, that's something that I, you know, a lot of you may know that we did an entire campaign, and generously a lot of our listeners contributed to passing out over 200 wrapped Christmas presents on Christmas Eve, you know, in New York City. And it was this, it was phenomenal. And, you know, I last Saturday night I had, we had a party at in one of the different leadership courses I do, and we had a lot of food left over. And I was just thinking, I said, wow, you know, there's so much food left over. And I didn't want it to go to waste. And I also know that where the place is located, it's very close to Penn Station in New York City, which in New York City, if anyone's from this area, you know, many of you may know that there's a lot of homeless people in that area. Now, when it gets cold out, they do, a lot of people who are homeless, they tend to go into the major, like, train stations because people want to stay warm. So I know that in my community, like just a couple blocks from a place that's really important to me, where I spend a lot of time, right? This is my leadership, where I do all my leadership classes. You know, there's people hungry. And I've just decided, like, not on my watch. So when I set a declaration for the new year, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to be in service to my community. I'm going to be in contribution to my community this year. And I made declarations saying of what it was going to look like. And so last night, you know, I was out to, or actually this morning, I wound up getting home around 5:30 in the morning. And this is after having been in out all night. And we had all this extra food. It took a lot of cleaning up to do. So I didn't really want to set my alarm to get up this morning, you know, after sleeping just a couple hours. And it would have been easier to throw the food away, right? But I said, you know what? I made a declaration. I made a commitment in contribution to my community. And that's what I'm going to go do. And so it's about really going to do it. So today, you know, I reached out to a lot of people to come and support me, people who always support me, people who always are yeses to me when I ask, you know, them to help me to be in contribution. And for whatever reason, just nobody was able to help. So I knew that going down when I drove from my apartment in the Bronx into the Manhattan. So some, you know, maybe a 30-minute drive or so. And the entire time I was driving down, I was just praying. And I was saying, okay, you know what? God, I just have faith in abundance. Like, I'm going to have faith that whatever it's needed, whoever is needed to actually pass out all this food into the city today to people, that you're going to provide for me whatever resources I need, and whoever people like are intended to be there, you're just going to provide for it so your people can be taken care of. And that's my commitment to you today, God. My commitment to you today is to stand for your people, and to make sure that in my community there's no one hungry. And God, put the people you want me to feed there and just provide for me anything that I need. So, you know, I spent from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock probably using the least efficient methods possible to heat up and to prepare, you know, 30 or so lunches for people to pass out in the street. And the entire time I was hoping that people would show up to help. And I was reaching out to tons of people, and they were responding back and just saying, this is a wonderful idea, like, let's plan it for next weekend, or, hey, you know what, I love that, like, let's get a group together and, you know, I'll bring my family by, we'll do it another time. But no one could do it today. So as I'm sitting there and waiting, and I'm staring at these now bags of food I have that I'm committed now to passing out, And I just kept thinking, is like, oh my goodness, like, well, now what? Like, now what do I do? Like, I said I'm going to pass this stuff out, and now just I can't even pick these bags up. And I'm like, now what? And I remembered my prayer in the car on the way there, and I said, God, I'm going to trust in faith in abundance. I'm going to trust that whatever I need, that you will provide for me to live into your will, to commit, to keep my integrity with my word. My word was to pass this food out today. And I was committed to it. And so I realized at that moment, well, you know what? I didn't need anyone else to show up. I was enough to do it. Like, I am abundant. And I am abundance. And that I am perfectly, I was enough to make sure that all that food got passed out. Now, it may not have looked like what I wanted to look like. It might have been more work than I originally thought it would be. But I made a commitment. And I made a commitment to serve my community. And I realized I can. You know, I can, because I have power through Him who strengthens me. I can do all things. And I was waiting for someone else to show up. I was waiting for, like, that knight in shining armor to come and rescue me, that, like, big, brawly guy from, you know, one of my guy friends to come and carry those heavy bags of food. We had pasta, we had rice and beans and chicken and salad, you know, bread, cookies. We had so many things to pass out, hot meals, you know, to people. And it's cold. It was cold today in New York, and people appreciated it. And I was waiting for someone to show up and save the day, you know, waiting for all my girlfriends to come down and say, okay, Jess, like, yeah, we'll pass it up and then go for, you know, brunch afterwards. And then I realized, like, I am enough on my own. And, you know, it's not about, you know, it's not about kind of having this preconceived idea of what it's going to look like. When we're talking about a plan, it's like you want to, yes, you want to know what you're going to do, but being in committed action means, like, no matter what happens and no matter what it takes, like, sticking to your word. And so I went out, and I did manage to carry all of the things by myself, and I went in my community out. And, you know, I think it was one of the most eye-opening experiences I ever had, because I'm sitting there now, and I have at least probably 50, 60 little, like, sandwich bags with food in them. And, you know, I gave multiple bags to different people. Some of them had salad and some cookies and some bread and all different things. So, you know, I gave a bunch of them out. But it only took me about 20 minutes. And I fed over 30 people in my community. And what I realized is that, wow, like, you know, I can go outside the steps of my house, you know, my home, and there's people that are hungry. There's enough people that are hungry where I looked at this bag and said, God, there's no way. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm just one person. What can I do, like, with all this stuff? Like, I'll never be able to get rid of all this food. I'll never pass it out. I made it a promise, and I'm like, God, this is just not going to happen. Like, how do you think this is going to happen? And I was wrestling with it. I was like, people need to show up. We need to break into groups. We need to go different places. I was like, this can't happen. But because I honored my word, because I trusted that not only would God provide, but that I was enough, not that I needed to do it alone, but that I was enough to do it, you know, it worked. People were blessed. And what I got, who I got to be, and what I got to create for my community was amazing. You know, I got to create love. I got to create joy. I got to create peace. I got to create commitment. You know, I got so much myself from it. You know, I experienced love. I experienced joy. I experienced abundance. I experienced all these things, and it was phenomenal. You know, there were tears. I had tears in my eyes, and I was overwhelmed when people were showing gratitude. And just knowing that because I lived in my action, because, you know, at any point I could have just said, okay, just, like, forget it. Let's throw this food away. No one would have noticed. No one probably would have cared. But, like, I was committed to it. And the truth is, well, yeah, the people showed up. The people showed up that were supposed to get the food. But I also realized I was inspired, and I made a new declaration saying, okay, this is not something that I'm going to do once. This is something I'm going to do again. I'm going to do this. This is not the first time. This is not the last time or a one-off. Like, this is the first of many times I'm going to serve my community. And I've made a declaration, and I've reached out to a lot of the friends that I spoke to earlier in the day who said, yeah, like, let's do this another time. And I said, look, I'm going to hold you to that, because not in my community, not in my watch, are people going to be hungry, like, outside my door. Like, I can't accept that. Like, you know, and it's good to go out once and to do something, but it's not good enough. It's like it's living in that integrity all the time. And, you know, your passion may be different than mine. And, you know, it's important to be in service, but it's also important to be committed around our goals. And like Akina said, your personal goals, your financial goals, your business goals. I mean, you need to take the commitment that I shared with you today that, like, no matter what it takes, no matter what it looks like, no matter how uncomfortable it is, no matter how, like, icky it feels, you know, no matter how impossible and insurmountable and you don't know how it's going to work out, you don't see how it can work out, but just go out in absolute blind faith and just do it because you said it was going to get done. And when you, like, do that all the time, it will get done. It will get done because you teach the world that when you say something, it goes. Things will show up. People will show up. You know, you'll start, like, I made a declaration I'm going to get out of debt, and I got, like, 3 checks in the mail this week, one from, like, my car company saying I paid an extra payment, one from my credit card company saying that I had paid something too much on it, and something from a student loan. I don't even know why they sent me a refund check, but that's nice. I'll take it. I put it in my bank. You know, I found change on the floor. Friends paid me back this week because I made a declaration around wanting to reach a certain goal in my finances this week. And, like, I didn't seek those things, but they started to show up because the relationship I've started to create, and this was not always the case, but the relationship I have now is that when I say something, it's going to happen. And that's what you want to create. And as you go into using your plan for 2015, like, just do it. Just do it. Set yourself up for success and then just go out and do it. Like, who cares what it takes? Who cares what it looks like? Who cares how little sleep you get? Just go do it. And your life will change. And when you get to that point where you could just say something and it happens, you are so powerful. Like, you can create anything. And the Bible tells us we can move mountains and we can work miracles. And the truth is, the reason why is because we are enough if we just set intentions and we complete them with integrity.
Wow, Jessica, that was meant for someone today. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
And thank you, Akina, for allowing me the opportunity to really, you know, to share that story. And I know you are just phenomenal at really just setting goals. And maybe you could also share with our listeners, like, you know, from that perspective, you know, how are you going about living in your actions this year and making your plan come true this year?
Well, actually, I am working on that right now. As I've probably said before, in December, 2015 is what I call the year of execution. 2014 was the year of preparation. I was preparing myself for all the different things that I wanted to do to make my life better in 2015. And in 2015, I was going to make these items happen. And now I am actually working on one of those, which is to finish 2 more classes so that I can get my sixth degree, 4th master's. And unfortunately, I did not count on the fact that I have been out of school for a little bit and how different school is, you know, than it was last time I was in there and the things that I have on my plate. But then I realized that when I wanted my coaching certification, it was the same amount of time and hours. But I did that with no problem because that's what I wanted to do. And same with this degree. I set an intention, and I hate not finishing what I started. So now, after this call, I will be doing homework because I said I was going to do this, and in June I will be graduating with that degree. So even though I may not want to do these things, I may not feel like it right now, in the end, I know it's beneficial, and in the end, I lived in integrity of my word, and that's very important. I had to realize that I am as important, my word is important to me, as it is to when I say it to someone else or to my clients or to my bosses. I demand that same type of respect as any of those people do.
And with that, that means that I have to keep my word and my integrity, and I have to finish what I started. So at the end of the year, I plan to have my degree, I plan to have my coaching, and I plan to do a book, and I plan to do some other things. But the point is, these are things that I wanted to do a while ago that I wasn't living in my integrity enough to do it because I didn't think I was enough. But then with changing minds online and realizing the power that we have, that I have in myself, I have to do these things because I deserve it and it's okay for me to have it. I'm not less than because I want it. These things are going to help. And it's a barrier that I had. I used to think that I was less than. I used to think that I wasn't important enough. I used to think I wasn't worthy enough. But now, after the year of preparation, after changing minds online, after having this motivational partner, Jessica, likewise, I realized that I am enough, and it's okay to want, and it's okay to do, and it's okay to accomplish. And that's what I'm dealing with right now as far as my goals, my integrity.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Kina. Thank you for sharing. You know, obviously you're not the only person on the call tonight who is sitting here and saying, hey, you know what, like I used to struggle, and me too. You know, I used to think that I wasn't worthy. I used to think I wasn't capable. I used to think I was broken and that there was things that were missing and I needed to find them first. And that's what I really want you to take from this call tonight. Whatever goal it is that you have in mind, know that you're enough right now. You don't need to wait for some to be fixed because you're fine. Like, you're okay. You're more than sufficient. And you are powerful. And, you know, go about it. Whatever it is you want to do, like Akina said, it may not always be ideal. It may not always be what you want to do. You know, myself, I am working off of very little sleep, and I'm in a commitment to write out, you know, plan my day in advance. So I'm going to be planning out actually my whole week when I get off the call. And yeah, just like Akina, like there's things I'd rather be doing. I'd rather go to sleep right now. But, you know, I'm in a committed action, and that's doing it when you don't feel like it. That's what's really important. But, you know, what I want you to really take from this is that, you know, you are capable of doing anything that you want to do if you declare it and you just go out and no matter what it takes, just go get it done. Akina, is there anything you want to add to the call before we close it out tonight?
Well, if there's anything we said tonight that touched you or you can resonate with, please check out our call at changemindsonline.com. We're also on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, TuneIn, and we would love to hear your feedback. We do these calls for you, so and we love to hear what you think about them. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and one last thing is that if you are sitting here tonight and you have not heard our call about planning, you know, I do urge you to go back and listen to the call. It's called Make Next Year the Best Year of Your Life. We did it on December 14th. You know, listen to that call and then go and write your plan out. If you don't already have a planner, go get one. We have one on our website called I Can Create My Life. You know, Keen and I designed it for entrepreneurs who are really looking to invite abundance into your life. It'll actually give you a place to track all your goals, set your goals. It has vision boards in there, so it'll really, really set you up for success. You know, go get that and fill it out if you don't already have something you're working with. But, you know, we love you. Thank you for being on this journey with us. It is so wonderful and just such a privilege and honor to be here with you guys. And, you know, we have so many people who listen every week, and it's just you're a blessing to us as much as we are hopefully blessing you. So thank you. We love you. God bless. Make it an amazing week, and we cannot wait to be back with you guys on Thursday for our Empowering Women series. Have a great night, everyone.
Good night.